From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and we're following all the news today from the disappointing jobs report to Hurricane Joaquin, which looks like it will not hit the U.S., so at least some good news there.
Now, meanwhile, let's address something President Obama said last night, that mass shootings, like the one in Oregon last night, have become routine. The website The Mass Shooting Tracker reports that in the 274 days this year, there have been 294 mass shootings. Now, they define a mass shooting as four or more people killed or wounded. And by that calculation, the Washington Post reports 380 people have been killed this year. Mother Jones has also been tracking mass shootings through its downloadable database, A Guide to Mass Shootings in America. National Affairs editor Mark Fulman joins us now. Now, Mark, you use a definition without the wounded, four or more people killed. Start there. What else defines a mass shooting for you?
Yes, so there are a number of criteria that go into this, and I think there's been considerable confusion. The four or more killed, whether or not that includes the shooter is one issue. We do not include the shooter in our count, as is the case with the FBI. But what we really focused on, Robin, with this data work, which we've been working on this database for 3.5 years now, analyzing these attacks going back to 1982, is we're really focused on these events that take place in public venues, mm-hmm. like the attack we saw yesterday in Oregon at a college, a university, at a K-12 school, in a shopping mall, in a movie theater.
You do say that there are some exceptions. There was a party on a private property in Crandon, Wisconsin that saw a mass shooting, another in Seattle. But basically, it has to occur in a public place.
That's right. And that goes to the point that there really is no perfect or official definition of what a mass shooting is. It's something that's been debated by criminologists and others who study the issue. In some ways, the data set that we've built is very conservative. We don't include cases that involve motives like armed robbery or criminal gang violence. And we also don't include cases that are based on domestic violence that take place in private homes. And there are many, many mass shootings like that, far more, in fact, than what we see in public venues.
So let's be clear about that. These horrible, you know, whole families being wiped out and sometimes murder suicides, those shooting incidents, those are not included.
That's right. Not in our study, which was we were really trying to understand how often is this problem taking place where someone walks into a public setting and kills people seemingly indiscriminately. And what we found is that that has increased quite a bit in the last few years. Going back to 1982, there's been a public mass shooting like this about once every 200 days up until 2011. And since 2011, the frequency has tripled to an attack about once every 64 days. Yeah. With the attack yesterday, we've seen 20 of these now since 2011, when the attack took place in Tucson, in which former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and 18 others were shot.
And so you're seeing an increase, and others, Harvard University and the FBI, both corroborate that, an increase in these kinds of mass shootings, four more people killed, usually a lone shooter in public, and sometimes those so-called spree killings, as awful as that sounds, but somebody who's gone from one location to another. But tell us more about who is doing the shooting.
Right. So I think one thing that gets lost in the debate about frequency are there are several things. One is that the vast majority of these attackers use legally acquired guns, more than 80% of the cases. The majority of them are white males, and many of them suffer from serious mental health issues. But there's almost no way to predict who's going to go on a rampage like this.
You mentioned that most of the weapons used in the mass killings have been legal. But you also write that many of them would have been illegal if the assault weapons ban of 2013 had been renewed.
Yes, I think that's a complicated point because there's no clear evidence that the assault weapons ban would have prevented these kinds of attacks either. There were a number of attacks during that time period when that law was in effect. But the kinds of weapons that that legislation outlawed are overwhelmingly the kinds of weapons that these attackers use, which is to say semi-automatic handguns with large capacity magazines and semi-automatic assault rifles like an AR-15, like the kind we saw in Newtown, in Aurora, and on and on.
So you've told us there have been at least three of these mass shootings, four or more people killed in this year. Then you have the mass shooting tracker. They found 294 mass shootings where four more people were killed or injured. So in other words, 294 up from three when you include four or more people injured in mass shootings. we'll let people react as they will to that tally, because that's just mass shootings. Outside of that, there have been 10,000 people killed, 20,000 wounded in nearly 40,000 gun violence incidents so far just this year.
And then, right, and what I would just add about the criteria is with the mass shootings tracker and others who use broader definitions, it really just goes to that point that our gun violence problem is much, much bigger in this country and that these public attacks are a tiny fraction of them. But when you start to count with broader criteria, you see this problem go up exponentially. So if you look at the number of people being wounded or killed every day, you can come up with a much higher number of mass shootings. The criteria of four or more people killed, there's been a recent shift in thinking around this in the federal government. In 2013, President Obama instructed the Justice Department to look at this problem more closely. And the Justice Department has begun to look at mass shootings like this with a baseline of three or more victims killed. And I can tell you from all of the research and reporting I've done on this subject in the last 3.5 years, when you adjust the baseline down like that, even one fatality, the number of cases we're talking about goes up big time. We're talking about hundreds more cases. So that gives you another sense of how the criteria issue works with studying this problem.
Huh. Just by going to three or more, which is in itself horrendous.
That's right.
That's Mark Fulman, National Affairs Editor at Mother Jones Magazine. We'll link you to their a guide to mass shootings in America at hereandnow.org. Mark, thank you.
All right. Take care.